This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I want to tell you a secret about the Roomba that they aren't telling you because it would hurt their sales.
What?
You've had the Roomba for a while now. It's that vacuum cleaner that runs while you're gone.
It's the robotic vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
And the company is iRobot. The device is called the Roomba, and they even make other brands now. We've got one called Eufy, and that one is kind of like the Roomba, and it works very well. It's our second floor model.
Oh, okay.
And it's smart enough not to walk off the stairs.
That's cool. Yeah.
Very handy. Yeah. But these robotic vacuum cleaners seem like a great idea, and for a lot of people, they are.
Well, they're hilarious on YouTube when the kitty cats and the ferrets ride on them.
Oh, yeah. We've got our ferrets. They'll get on them all the time. It's so cool. I love it whenever the ferrets get on those things.
Yeah. Same.
Wow, thanks, Heidi.
I've seen a little baby on one, and that was funny.
A little baby riding around.
The house.
That's too heavy.
I saw a grandma on one. She's a little bitty thing.
Okay, that's too heavy, too. But there's something they're not telling you about those Roombas that can really ruin your life.
What?
Happens to a friend of ours. Mm-hmm. She went off with shopping, and the Roomba was doing its thing. Mm-hmm. She came home, and there was a problem. Now, you know that the Roomba can get stuck under furniture, and they'll usually just quit after a minute and turn off.
Okay.
Sometimes they'll get a corner of your carpet or something, and it can make a little bit of mess. Their dog had accidentally pooped in the room by the door. The Roomba ran over the dog poop and kept going.
Okay.
And it drug dog poop all over their first floor.
Oh, that's horrible.
I'm talking the Roomba had a big pile of poo on the front, and it would bump into the sofa and back up and bump into the sofa again and just kept smudging the sofa more and more. It went over their expensive rugs. It went over their kitchen floor and drug poop everywhere.
That's worse than getting, like, lice in your house, because trying to get lice out of your house, it takes forever. Imagine those little poo areas all over the place.
You sound like someone who speaks from experience about the lice.
My brother, he's had lice in his house. And he had to do all kinds of change sheets and furniture and carpet and
everything.
Yeah, I'd rather clean up poo than have to worry about bugs.
But I'm just saying, like, 6 weeks later, you find another poo stain somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be horrendous.
Well, they said the worst part, believe it or not, as bad as it was to clean the rugs and the carpet and the sofas and all that stuff, cleaning the actual Roomba was the worst thing. And I said, I would just throw it away. And they said, we just bought it. It was one of the $800 models that you could control from your phone and stuff.
Oh, boy.
And so they weren't about to throw it away. So she had to dismantle that thing and clean the poop out of every crevice and every crack.
They've decided to get rid of the dog instead of the room.
I'm telling you, man, that's now every time ours runs, I get nervous and I got to go look downstairs and make sure there's no poop anywhere because I'm terrified that could happen.
I'm just terrified of the Roombas because I know you have some fancy rugs in your house.
Right.
So, like, has it ever got caught up on the fringe and stuff?
No, it's good about that. It just like a vacuum cleaner. It just wraps around a few times and quits.
And you have a Pomeranian that has long hair. It's never wrapped up.
No, but the dog's terrified of this thing. Okay. So the dog will stay upstairs when we run the Roomba. Okay. So that's one reason I guess we haven't had a poop problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
but
good.
If he ever poops and goes upstairs and then the Roomba starts, we're in trouble.
I thought you were going to say that a dog's tail or something got caught up in it. And the dog was like being dragged
around. Well, I can if that'd be funnier. Yeah, we came home and the dog was being dragged around the house. He goes upstairs now every time it comes on.
That was funnier than
poop. I'm going to go with that from now on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.